Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in resolving conflicts, arguments, or disagreements in a healthy manner. The kinds of conflicts, arguments, and disagreements that take place in daily life involving our friends and family, acquaintances and strangers, co-workers and employers. Conflicts which are inevitable since we are all unique people coming from a unique background of experiences that went into shaping us. Conflicts involving significant or important matters, as well as those involving small, petty, or insignificant things. In fact, the more frequently these fights and arguments are over little things, the more reflective they are of ego energy issues. But unfortunately, the conflicts taking place are often poorly resolved, or never resolved, for those experiencing unhealthy ego energy, creating lots of distance and destructiveness in many of the closest relationships people experience, and blocking the opportunity for people to move on and be able to experience the better things that can happen within a relationship. And this is why I consider it to be one of the important life areas, our ability to effectively participate in and resolve conflict, particularly with loved ones. So much healthy living is missed or lost when conflicts are poorly or never resolved. They're never over with or done with. The people still continue to live in them, in what amounts to a personal cold war, with family in particular. We're seeing some version of this difficulty playing out on a societal level, in the polarity in this country and tribalism, which is reflective of a collective ego stupidity, even though those participating in it are smart, spiritual, and mentally stable people. I'm going to be looking at this difficulty in resolving conflict in this and my other programs, which are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on resolving conflict, which again, during our program today, will focus on higher ego vulnerability and the often poor resolution of conflict that occurs. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who can be at times led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and co-workers, and even with ourselves, which could stand some improvement. Often a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, whatever it is, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life that often lead to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow the quality of our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, which is masquerading as truth and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths, the kind of truths we need to hear about, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. Again, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It is your lives, relationships, and experiences which have taught me all of that over the past 40 years. And what I am sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego vulnerability is having on the way a person deals with conflict, and how being consumed with one's weaknesses and imperfections often leads to the failure to be involved in healthy and constructive conflicts taking place in the form of fights, arguments, or disagreements. Yes, you might have heard that I'm saying that conflict can be good. It can be an important strategy or part of life that we can remove some of the ignorance that we may be carrying with us. Sometimes an ignorance is unrecognized, for which conflict can serve to help us with. As a quick reminder, people with higher vulnerability, they're often heavily influenced by emotions such as anger, fear, or anxiety that can be consuming them and weakening their ability to participate in healthy conflict. Some of these emotions can be hidden from the person with higher ego vulnerability, but they're still there. They have a propensity to enter into fight or flight mode, that is, the higher vulnerability person, that often leads them to over-personalizing the conflict in ways that lead to their being too aggressive, or being too defensive, or perhaps withdrawing from the argument before anything has been resolved. People with higher vulnerability are often carrying around lots of feelings of insecurity about their unrecognized weaknesses and imperfections that are filtering into the way they participate in and resolve disagreements. As a person who formerly experienced higher ego vulnerability energy, I'm well acquainted with all of that. This energy can lead to conflicts being much more personal than they should be. This leads to conflicts lasting much longer than they need to last, because their personal issues have become a much bigger part of the conflict than should be the case. So it's not just about the topic under consideration anymore. Their ability to participate in healthy and meaningful conflict, in which they can learn and grow from themselves and others, is weakened by the emotional thinking they often get caught up in. Emotional thinking that weakens their ability to stick to the facts, their ability to be rational and logical when needed, and thinking with their thinking and not their emotions during fights, arguments, and disagreements. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are over 8 billion people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of them are living in roles that I mentioned earlier, the high-maintenance partner, the perfectionist, and the overachiever that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you, or a loved one, is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and impact on spiritual wellness that I'm going to be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego vulnerability voice, which I refer to as being a mixture of your ego energy and your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when you're dealing with conflict. And here is the first symptom. You have a difficult time participating in constructive arguments and disagreements. People with higher vulnerability often have a very difficult time being involved in constructive arguments or fights or disagreements, the kind of fights and conflicts where we can learn and remove some of the ignorance that we're carrying around revolving the issue at hand. People with higher ego vulnerability often bring lots of emotion and personal issues into the conflict. Again, issues involving not having come to terms with what their weaknesses are, their imperfections, in effect, their humanity. Here are some questions for you to think about regarding this particular symptom. How often do disagreements become uncomfortable or difficult? Disagreements becoming uncomfortable or difficult, filled with tension. This is something that people with higher ego vulnerability often experience because the emotional temperature has risen, and we are now getting into the higher end of the feelings of emotion that are, in some respects, substituting for the thinking that's going to be going on. Another question, how quickly and intensely does your temperature rise when you get into fights? Meaning, going into what I have referred to in different presentations as fight or flight. And how easily can you go into that fight or flight mode of operating when you are into a conflict situation, a disagreement, or maybe an argument taking place? Another question, how well can you back off and bring the temperature down? You know, how well can you read that situation and not allow it to get the better of you? Or if it is getting the better of you, being able to pull back and to bring that emotional temperature down, realizing that as we go past this point of overheating, I'll call it, that we end up losing the opportunity to really get anything constructively done. Being able to do that or not. People with higher ego vulnerability have a difficult time reading that. Or another question, do you know what it feels like to be in a loving conflict? A loving conflict. I wonder if you ever heard of that reference, a loving conflict. The kind of conflict in which you're interacting with somebody and you can feel that they have good intentions. to offer to you about what they're trying to share with you and to help you to better know, and that there's a kind of a respect thing going on, and you know that they respect you and you respect them, and that's what loving conflict is like. And unfortunately, people with higher ego vulnerability have trouble feeling that loving conflict taking place. So when you think about the questions and the answers that you may have for them and the symptoms, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You convert constructively intended comments into destructive criticisms that are intended to wound you. People with higher ego vulnerability often reinterpret transfer this commentary or these criticisms into something that's more destructive when it was really meant to be constructive or positive or supportive. People with higher vulnerability, they can often go to a darker or darkest place when criticized. And that even may come up surprised to the person they're talking to, had no intentions of the kind. And they're seeing a person who is overly sensitive and taking things in what some respects the wrong way. So here are a few questions for you to consider. Have people told you that you're too sensitive? Being too sensitive. It's almost like that's code for saying you're getting overheated, you know, in your reactions, or maybe you're misinterpreting what I'm trying to tell you. It's meant to be helpful and supportive, but it's coming off the wrong way. Or have people told you that you often do take things the wrong way? Again, when we take things the wrong way, there's a really good chance that what's happened is our emotions, our personal issues, our weaknesses and imperfections, some of which we may not even be aware of, are really at work leading in that to us to go in that direction. Again, I think I remember myself being that kind of person in my earlier years. And also, do people feel like they're walking on eggshells and afraid to set you off? This may not be something you're well acquainted with, because you're the person who is for whom people are walking on eggshells, and they're concerned about saying the wrong thing at the wrong time in the wrong place with you, and not being able to, you know, explain it so you come off the edge, so to speak. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're going to talk about one more symptom before we take our first break. You have a difficult time getting over disagreements, and you carry a grudge, a personal grudge, that can last for years. People with higher ego vulnerability often have trouble getting over it, being done with it, getting over disagreements, and they often carry personal grudges. And I think that's happening because I call it emotional glue, the anxiety or the anger that's welling within that person is often attaching itself to whatever the conflict was about. People with higher vulnerability often have trouble letting go of conflict because the conflict now is personal. It's stopped being just about the issue or the nature of the disagreement, but there's been a personal weaving in to the issue that has attached itself. A few questions. Do you avoid or avoid people with whom you have been in conflict? People with higher ego vulnerability try to avoid people that they've been in conflict with, to often suggest that the issue hasn't been resolved. Or do you attack these people in your head, meaning you think angry thoughts or hateful thoughts about them, even though you don't say them out loud? Or do you make subtle or not so subtle digs at these people? In some ways, it sounds like a passive-aggressive kind of way of treating people. And also, do you have trouble really letting it go? You want to tell yourself it's over, and you tell other people it's over, but oftentimes it's not over. So when you think of these kinds of questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some reflections of ego stupidity connected to resolving conflict for those with higher ego vulnerability energy. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego vulnerability person's difficulties in participating within and resolving conflict. Some of these may seem strange or weird or unusual, but that's because you're probably not living in that energy. But for those with higher vulnerability, it's often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to participate within and resolve conflict. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with conflict. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with the arguments, disagreements, and fights going on in their life. Excuse me. They're intelligent and they're spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people. But unfortunately, they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy ego vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal that energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity we're talking about today. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of firstly, coming to know what ego is and isn't. Coming to understand that ego is an energy, and its purpose is to help you to live. It's helped you to survive, just like your brain's purpose is to help you to survive, and your heart's purpose is to help you survive. That is the purpose of your ego energy. And also coming to understand that ego doesn't think. It doesn't have an intellect to use to create the thoughts that you or I are thinking. We create them, built upon the energy flowing into our mind. And also coming to understand that your ego doesn't have an intentional quality. It doesn't take over your life in the sense of it forming intentions about the way you should go about dealing with things in your life. That's something we do, build upon the energy flowing into our mind. And I mention these two myths, I call them, because oftentimes people who have been writing about ego portray ego as a much more intellectually oriented, intentionally oriented entity than it actually is. So that's the first ingredient to ego medicine. The second one is tuning into your ego energy, getting a handle on how much ego energy, in terms of how much ego, how much power, how much ego flexibility, and how much ego vulnerability, or how little of each of those, are operating in your ego energy. And this is something that people cannot do on their own because it's new territory. People are not familiar with this area. And that's the purpose of my books, the purpose of my podcast, and the purpose of my website, to help you with that tuning into process. And then the third contributor to ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the ones that we created, not ego, with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And so the next part of our program today will deal specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality, the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher vulnerability often bring into their efforts to participate within and resolve conflict. And here is the first reflection. I can't apologize unless they apologize. I guess, again, the thought, a non-reality-based thought. I can't apologize unless they apologize. Unfortunately, people get caught up in this way of looking at things. And the reality is we can all apologize and own what we need to own within the conflict, irregardless of what other people are choosing to do or not do. People with higher vulnerability often have a distorted view of apologizing or saying, "I'm sorry." This is a distorted view of what it means to apologize or saying they're sorry. This is ego stupidity that can often lead into additional ego stupidity that begins to happen. For example, apologizing is a sign of weakness. That begins to be the illogical, irrational thought of a person who's not crazy or insane, but it's distorted because apologizing is often a sign of strength. That's a reality-based thought, but they're disconnected from that. Also, another reflection of ego stupidity, apologizing means I'm the only person who is wrong. Well, that's not the case necessarily. Other people can be in contributing to what may have gone on that was wrong and need to own their portion of it. So the fact that you or I may apologize means nothing in regards to admitting that you're the only person who may be wrong in a situation. And also, another thought, if I don't apologize, the hurt of others will just go away. It's almost like saying, well, it'll just fade away, but however way I may have harmed others, if I don't apologize, it's going to go away. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because depending on how painful, how harmful, how intense the attacks may have been, the insults or humiliation that may have played out in the conflict may have long-standing issues. And one more, I guess, non-reality-based thought is, I don't need to apologize. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought. If we have harmed others, if we are truly coming from a place of love, then we obviously need to own our part in the process and move things forward by being able to apologize. That's the reality-based thought. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your responsibility to apologize is completely on you and has no linkage to the choices others may make. But until then, when you're thinking that you can't apologize unless others apologize and all of the other stuff I share with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity. I can't forgive them for hurting me. I can't forgive them for hurting me. That's a non-reality-based thought, because we certainly can. It depends on where we're coming from and how well we've been able to resolve the difficulty that may have created some emotional pain or hurt for us. And the reality-based thought is that I can forgive them for hurting me. It depends on whether I choose to, but it's a possibility in the situation. People with higher vulnerability are often affected by conflict deeply because they enter into it with lots of insecurities and issues. Many of them can be hidden from themselves, but they're still there, and that feeds into this non-reality-based thought that I can't forgive people for hurting me. And this is ego stupidity that can often feed into other ego stupidity, such as, if I forgive them, it's like I'm saying it was okay. It was okay for them to have hurt me. And that's a non-reality-based thought. You're not giving them permission for having hurt you or telling them that it was okay, because it probably wasn't okay. So to think that forgiveness means that you're giving somebody an okay for what they did to harm you, that's a non-reality-based thought. Also, another non-reality-based thought, ego stupidity related, people were trying to hurt me intentionally or on purpose. Lots of times people think that people were out to hurt them intentionally, when that really wasn't the reality of the situation. It's just that the way your higher ego vulnerability was functioning, it led you to experience those thoughts. That was purposeful. That was intentional. When in fact, that may not have been the case at all. Another non-reality-based thought. Forgiving means you're forgetting. Forgiving means you're forgetting. Well, it can be, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. Forgiving may be just, I'm working towards resolving for my own benefit what has taken place so that I can move forward. So forgiveness is more about a personal resolution that's for your own benefit, as much as it might be perceived to be something that you're extending to somebody else. When your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that, again, forgiveness is as much about healing yourself from pain and hurt as it may be about healing others. But until then, when you're thinking that you can't forgive people for hurting you and all of the rest that I shared, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we go on to ego insights. And this is that it's not okay to lose in an argument or disagreement. It's not okay to lose in one of these things that may occur. People with higher vulnerability often attach unknowingly the notion that losing arguments to unrecognized issues in self-acceptance and imperfection. So it's not always just about that issue, but it's about their feelings. So again, people with higher ego vulnerability often attach unknowingly losing arguments to unrecognized issues in self-acceptance and imperfection. Additional thoughts, losing an argument means weakens you. That somehow by losing an argument, it weakens you. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because a lot of times when we lose an argument, we may actually be strengthened by that argument from what we've learned. Also, winning an argument strengthens you. People with higher ego vulnerability may think that when they win the argument, that they're actually being strengthened by it. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because it depends on how we go about, quote, winning, and if we've damaged the relationship in the process. And one more non-reality-based thought, winning an argument proves you're a better person. It somehow makes you superior. And again, that's a non-reality-based thought, because in the way we go about, quote, winning, we may have done a lot of damage and harm to other people, and we didn't win at all. When your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that losing arguments can be very healthy if you are willing to learn from them. But until then, when you're thinking that it's not okay to lose an argument or disagreement, and all the rest that I shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. We're also now going to go on to talking about specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These can help you to see more about what's going on behind the scenes in these areas of participating in and resolving conflict. And the first one is that your higher ego vulnerability voice, again, that mixing of your ego energy with your mind, is leading you to filter comments through your emotions and insecurity. It's leading you to get caught up in emotional thinking, in which logic and rationality often weaken or get thrown out the window. And it's leading you to go too much on the defensive, in which you stop listening when in conflict. People with higher vulnerability stop listening in conflict. It's as if the noise of your emotions, your anxiety, your anger, start to get in the way. So you don't really hear very well thought-wise when that's going on. And also, it's leading you to go too much on the offensive, in which you attack, and insults are being worked into or filtering into the conversation. Those are signs of this higher ego vulnerability energy at work. When you awaken or are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability energy, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your higher vulnerability voice, that energy mixing in with your mind, is leading you to try to overcompensate by becoming overly aggressive or defensive when you're engaged in conflict. Again, you're becoming overly aggressive or defensive when you're engaged in conflict. It's leading you into ways of trying to create distance from your insecurities and weaknesses. That's what you're really doing in this process, is creating distance, trying to create distance from your underlying feelings of insecurity and weakness. And it's also leading you into more frequent and heated conflict than is necessary. It becomes easier for you to become involved in conflict as a result of this energy. And it's also leading you into many conflicts over petty or small things. And these are actually a mirror to your insecurity and your slacking self-acceptance. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight before we take our second break. Your higher vulnerability voice, that blending of your ego energy and mind, is leading you to miss the destructive impact on relationships that's happening when too much emotion is part of the process of conflict. So it's leading you to miss the damage being done to yourself. You're actually damaging yourself when you're caught up in this kind of emotion. It's also leading you to miss the damage being done to others, particularly family, who have to live with you. And it's also leading you to miss how you're weakening and losing relationships. So within the process of these conflicts and disagreements, because they're not being dealt with well, you're losing relationships. The quality of the relationship is suffering. When you awaken or are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sattvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
to get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to participating in and resolving conflict. We'll be looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is really a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within, that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is, within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of participating in and resolving the conflicts that take place in our life, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, again, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity while in conflict. We'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when intense emotions such as anger and fear and lacking self-acceptance weakens their efforts to participate in and resolve conflicts with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly participating in and resolving life's fights, arguments, and disagreements within healthy vulnerability that is accepting of all, including oneself. When your higher vulnerability and being consumed with anger or fear prevents you from lovingly participating in and resolving all of the conflicts that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is. We must bring unconditional love and acceptance for ourselves and others to the arguments and disagreements that occur with our family, our friends, and neighbors, so that we can resolve them with learning, growth, and acceptance. When your higher ego vulnerability and lacking self-acceptance weakens participating in life's conflicts with love, rather than anger or fear, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected and work with those with whom we are in conflict so that we can learn and grow from each other within the opportunities that healthy conflict provides for all to speak their truth, when it is supported by unconditional love and acceptance for all, including those with whom we are in disagreement. When your higher ego vulnerability and being consumed with one's feelings of anger and anxiety are burdening you with the weakening or absence of rational and logical thinking while participating in life's inevitable conflicts, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must bring love into our conflicts so that our mind can remain rational and logical within the opportunities they provide to learn and grow from each other. When your higher vulnerability and too much anxiety or anger are limiting the amount of love you can bring to participating in and managing conflicts, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. the participation in conflict with unlimited love and acceptance will open the door to learning what must be learned by each participant and resolving them with growth, peace, and love, rather than ignorance, animosity, and distance. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with conflict. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when lacking self-acceptance and discomfort with the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity is leading them to dishonor and disrespect themselves and others with personal attacks, defensiveness, and withdrawal during conflict. Your divinity involves recognizing, honoring, and respecting yourself as well as others while in conflict with them, so that you can respectfully participate in and resolve the arguments and disagreements taking place. When your higher vulnerability and intense emotions, like anxiety and anger, are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with attacks and insults, when in conflict, you're not being the life God is. The lessening of your sense of unhealthy vulnerability and the acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity will allow you to treat others with civility and dignity within conflict. When your higher vulnerability and lacking self-acceptance are leading you to dishonor and disrespect constructive opinions and criticisms with misunderstanding and misinterpretation while in conflict, you're not being the life God is. The lessening of your vulnerability will allow you to honor and respect constructively intended opinions and see them for what they are truly are, and not attempts to harm or weaken you. When your higher vulnerability and unresolved issues involving the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with failure to work towards ending conflict, you're not being the life God is. The knowledge and acceptance of your humanity will allow you to honor and respect the need to end needless conflict so that the relationships can be the life they are intended to be. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any conflict can be resolved in peace and love. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the conflicts, disagreements, and arguments that life will bring forth. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher vulnerability and who lack a healthy acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to participate in and resolve conflicts within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being consumed by the imperfections of their humanity. Our divinity involves healing and transformation, in which we are willing to work with and manage life's conflicts by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and others, when it is not being obscured by consumption with the imperfections of our humanity. It involves healing and transformation, in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding from both within ourselves as well as others when in conflict, that is unencumbered by the distortion that intensive vulnerability often brings to dealing with conflicts in the light of truth. When higher vulnerability and lacking self-acceptance is keeping you at a distance from seeking to know truth and understanding about the facts, mistruths, and lies at work within conflicts, you're not being the energy God is in working with them. The acceptance of your humanity will open the door to deeper truth and understanding, in which you can openly question and learn more about what all are sharing within conflict that will lead you on the path of truth. When higher vulnerability and consumption with anxiety, anger, and fear is keeping you from learning truth and understanding that you can get from within yourself and others while in conflict, you're not being the energy God is. The lessening of your emotional consumption will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the wisdom and insights that can be obtained from all within conflict. When higher vulnerability and non-acceptance of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the destructive impact your approach to conflict is having on yourself as well as others, you're not being the energy God is. The acceptance of yourself and humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the ways you have harmed yourself and others with failure to healthily participate in conflict. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty in working with life's conflicts, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you today. I hope what I have shared will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you're truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.